you're very welcome along. A Cherry Orchard Community Garden. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just growing your own vegetables, the whole lot. I have my own plant, but I work in the community garden as well.
Right. Just
everything that we grow, we sell.
Okay, and so you grow your own vegetables?
All vegetables, the whole lot, we grow and we sell over in the tent over there. So
they're all for sale here?
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. And would you cook them at home now yourself and bring them home for the family?
When I feel good. I do.
Well,
yeah.
I'd be saying to myself now, I would love the likes of onions now. I think that to be much fresher, yep. Homegrown, you know, the kind of way. And the like of a stew, where you do the carrots and onions, do yep. The homegrown and organic. They always seem to taste that little bit nicer.
More tasty.
Where are you based?
Up in Cherry Orchard Community Gardens. It's right beside the Equine Centre.
Okay, okay.
The Equine Centre's in front. Go right in front of the Equine Centre.
So you're in Dublin, you're just outside the city, really.
Dublin town, yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, so what kind of vegetables are we talking about here?
All the vegetables you can get. Potatoes, carrots, onions, sprouts, leek.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Loads of them. I had to sell loads of them this morning.
Did you sell loads of cabbage? Much as a head?
You're talking about 150.
Have you any left?
No.
Oh, no!
We will tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, Jane.
We'll have some tomorrow.
Ah, Janie, I made a head of cabbage now yesterday, and you know the cabbage, it kind of goes that shape.
I'm not getting into them shapes.
Okay, right. Okay, well, it's a more greener cabbage. It's a York that they call it. Where my family would be more into the white cabbage.
The white cabbage, yeah.
So, you know, because the green cabbage is very strong.
It's not strong.
Do you not think so? I do now. I'd be inclined to go for the white cabbage.
From the north side, yeah.
What is it today with all the north side, south side stuff? Honestly, come on. Look, at the north side is the best. Get over it. Okay, moving on to the onions.
Oh, no.
Come here. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an onion a day keeps everybody away. That's what Brendan Grace used to say anyway. Okay. So you've loads and loads of stuff grown. How big is the garden?
Well, it's fairly big now. Well, we have, we've 8 plots in one where would be in one for you, one, you know what I mean? So we just took over the 8.
Yes.
And plus, I have my own one.
Really?
Well, and I've one out my back as well.
Have you? And tell us, what would you grow in your own and at home?
I do potatoes. I do what I do over in the garden.
And would you say the size of this gazebo that we're in, would this be big enough to grow like a few bits and pieces?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking now about doing that in my back garden. Do you know what I'd love to grow, Jerry? I'd love to grow rocket. I'd love to grow that.
Problem.
And do you grow that?
You do.
Have you any of it over there?
No.
Okay. So it's not that hard?
It's not. No. So if it's hard, so it's... You have to try it, don't you?
You have to try it. And are you offering people advice there now today over in where you have all your goods to sell?
It's only if you want. Yeah, it's no problem.
Yeah. No problem. Sounds lovely. What's the easiest thing that you can grow?
Anything. Just put it in the ground and grows. That's my motto, you know? Really?
Yeah, but don't things get sometimes...
Some very early. Yeah. Some late. Like the likes of peas.
Yes.
You start them very early.
Yeah, you'd have to know when to
start sown. Get them ready, then to put them out.
And can stuff drown, like, not, you know
yes.
what I mean? Yeah, because
yes.
I've heard
yes.
that before.
Yes.
But somebody was after saying to me that you can do a simple thing like a hair barrel in your back garden.
You can, yeah.
Like even for people who have apartments and haven't got the facility of a back garden.
Even a window box.
The window boxes and stuff like that. It's a great idea. It's great
it's
to grow,
handy.
Grow your own. Isn't that what they say? So does the family go mad for your vegetables?
We can't get rid of them.
And would you be eating your own vegetables
yes.
a lot at home?
I would.
Oh, you look very healthy now, so it must be doing you a lot of good.
Thank God,
it's right. Now, so the Cherry Orchard Community Garden are here today displaying their fair at the St. Anne's
Just the first
Rose
year
Festival.
We've been here and then anyway.
How do you feel about today? How's it going for you?
It's very good.
You love
it.
It
is very good. Yeah.
And what was the highlight of your day?
My No, I'm not going down that road.
Talking to me. Come on. You're very familiar looking, do you know that? Anyway, I'll be coming over now shortly. You won't be leaving just yet, will
no,
you?
No.
And I shall be coming over. I want to I'll come over for the makings of a stew.
I've no beef.
I'll get that now somewhere else. But that's what they say. My grandmother was a dealer in Moore Street, so I was brought up with fruit and vegetables. And my mother would say to me when we'd be going to the shops around, I'll get the makings of a stew. And you'd know exactly what she was getting. The parsley and thyme and the twine, the carrots and the onions and the potatoes, and the odd time a bit of celery. Celery is more popular now than it was those days.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, it sounds great, Jerry. What's your advice to people who are considering growing their own vegetables? What would be your advice? How did you get into it?
Just went and got a plot and I just done it. I never did it before now.
Really?
So I just...
And you're successful?
Well, it doesn't have to be veg, does it?
So you have green... You were born with green fingers and you didn't even know it.
You have them, innit?
Well, I mean, if it's keeping...
It keeps you busy.
Yes, yeah, and it's keeping the wife and the family happy.
Keeps her away.
So what's your advice to people who are looking to start growing their own crops?
Try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Okay. Lovely.
That's right.
Okay. Jerry, it was lovely talking to you today.
Same
and
to
I wish
you.
Yourself and your colleagues at Cherry Orchard Community Garden continuing success. I'll be over shortly for the makings of a stew.
Right behind you.
Lovely, right. Jubbly. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Thanks very much.
Brilliant.
Bye bye.
And